what got me writing books in the first place was the idea of trying to use entertainment fiction as a way of getting people to understand medical issues and medical problems and social issues.
That's Robin Cook, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Robin Cook, MD, is the best-selling author of more than 40 books and is credited with creating the medical thriller genre with his groundbreaking 1977 novel, Coma. His most recent bestsellers include Genesis, Pandemic, and Charlatans, just to name a few. He joins us to talk about Spasm. Robin, welcome to Conversations.
It's nice to be here.
This is another in your series of novels featuring the characters Laurie Montgomery and Jack Stapleton. So before we talk about this latest novel, for those who aren't familiar with this series, tell us about Laurie and Jack.
Well, they've been with me for some time. I think this is the 14th or 15th book that they've been involved with. I had realized back a number of years ago, in order to write medical mystery thrillers in which you want to have some sort of a problem and then the problem gets solved, the place that it usually gets solved is the medical examiner's office. So I realized I had to have a couple of medical examiners as characters. Or actually, I just thought I'd have one. Laurie Montgomery was the first one. The problem with that, however, was that I was trained as a surgeon. I did surgical residency and then eye surgical residency. And so I actually had to go back and I took a course in forensic pathology and spent several weeks in Miami at the medical examiner's office and essentially training to do it myself, so that I could write these stories. And the first story that Laurie was in was called Blindsight. And then a couple of books later, the first book that Jack was in was called Contagion. And I've gone back to them on multiple occasions because it is this idea of using forensic pathology as a way of explaining some sort of medical problem or medical circumstance. So it's worked very well, obviously, and I find it a lot of fun, particularly with Jack Stapleton, because he's kind of an alter ego. I played street basketball the way he does. I played for 45 years doing that, and when I had to have my knees replaced because of that, and I haven't played since then, except in my dreams and when I'm writing about Jack. So it's sort of partly a pleasure for me. But the main thing is that what got me writing books in the first place was the idea of trying to use entertainment fiction as a way of getting people to understand medical issues and medical problems and social issues, with the idea in mind that if I could get enough people to understand these medical social issues, that we might get some pressure on our representatives to make some changes in public policy. I don't think that that's happened as well as I wanted, but that was the idea. That was the goal originally.
Well, let's talk about this latest novel, Spasm. And your two characters, which to me I thought was kind of funny, they have an interesting way of wanting to spend their vacation time.
Yes, well, Jack finds it very difficult because of his past, et cetera. He's kind of always chasing his demons. And the loss of his first family when he decided to leave clinical medicine and retrain in forensic pathology, and then his first family was killed visiting him. And he's always looking for something to keep his mind off that circumstance. And so they go up to this very idyllic place. The Adirondacks is really beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's I spent a little bit of time there when I was younger. And if he senses some issue or some problem, it's going to take him over. That's happened in a number of stories. So Laurie is very content. Laurie Montgomery is very content to enjoy the outdoors and what this area has to offer. But Jack can't stop thinking about this, these several unanswered questions. And then he stumbles into this circumstance. One of the fun things about this book is that in the past, Jack seems to be always a little bit of a step ahead of the reader. And the reader is being pulled along, so to speak. In this book, actually, the reader knows more than Jack does. And you can see that Jack is making some wrong decisions. It's kind of an entertaining place to be. When I reread the book, I think it works really well that you want to push forward in the book because you think, well, he shouldn't be doing this. I don't know. It was kind of a fun idea that I had, and I think it works.
Well, in this book, they go to this place called Essex Falls, and it seems like this is just a beautiful, nice place they can relax, but things aren't what they seem. There's a lot going on here. So tell us about what's happening in Essex Falls.
As usual, this book, at its core, I wanted people to learn about a very interesting scientific conundrum, and that is prions. What are prions? A lot of people have heard of them in a sense because it was associated with the mad cow disease that happened some 20 some odd years ago in England, where people were getting sick from having eaten tainted meat, and it was tainted with prions. And what are prions? And they're really a mysterious kind of scientific conundrum in that no one ever thought that a protein could be infectious. Everyone always thought to be infectious, you have to have either DNA or RNA. But proteins, no, proteins, we are proteins. That's really what we are. How can a protein be infectious? Well, I wanted to provide this kind of information for people because prions, it seems, cause all the neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS, et cetera. So this was really a story that I kind of conjured up in order to explain how these prions work and et cetera. In the past, one of my novels was called Vector, and it was about the use of anthrax. And I anticipated the use of anthrax as a bioweapon and use it in the mail, which actually happened. To do the research for that book, I was able to interview the highest ranking Russian defector. And this man, he was equivalent of a general in the Russian services, and he ran Vector. That's why I called the book Vector. And that Vector was an organization in Russia that actually made bioweapons. And he told me that when he was running Vector, they had amassed 100 tons of anthrax powder. Well, the fact that Russians have ignored some of the stipulations of the bioweapons treaties that they have signed, I thought, well, this is another opportunity to kind of expose that in a fictional form. And so what Spasm is about four Russian scientists who have been working on prions and decide to do a proof of concept to see if it would work as a bioweapon by putting in a domestic water system. And they needed a place which, fairly small, had a domestic water system that they could put this in and see if it could function the way that they thought it could. And so that's what Jack finds himself running into.
Where does the title Spasm come from?
It's one of the very early symptoms of Novichok poisoning. And Novichok is the nerve agent developed by the Russians that they've used to eliminate some of their people that they don't want, like Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok and certainly had spasms.
Well, as you mentioned, your novels address not only medical issues, but also societal issues as well. And you address, or at least bring that into the plot of this book as well.
I do, yes. And that is the problem of the loss of manufacturing jobs in this country because of the high cost of labor and the fact that a lot of this type of manufacturing have moved elsewhere, particularly to the Orient. And this town suffered because it had a shoe factory that essentially was the town, and the shoe factory goes out of business. And this causes great upset, especially in an isolated town like that. So that brings in more issues, etc. I like to put all sorts of real issues into my novels, mostly about medicine or medical issues, but societal issues as well.
To learn more and find out how that all fits into the book Spasm by Robin Cook, you'll need to pick that up. Robin, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.